meaningwave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of meaning.
Whoa!
Akira.
All right. Bienvenidos. ¿Cómo estás? Soy Akira the Don. Es un día más especial, soy aquí. Let's go. Whoa. Hola de sentido. We in a house. The house we're in. Things seem to be functioning. Let me get a vocal check. Let me know, those of you who are brave and smart and locked in live, if the audio is correct. Is the audio nice? And how is the visual? We got a couple cameras today. We got camera one. Hi, camera one. We got camera two. Hi, camera two. We have the wide situation and. The wide situation going crazy. We have the wide situation. That's nice, isn't it? And we have camera there, which has moved again. This one keeps moving. But look, here it is. It's kind of in a similar position to what it was when we bought the streams back at the end of last year. And that's very exciting. It is now, it's no longer precariously perched on a sort of weird stick over there. It's now firmly attached to the desk. Ceiling camera is dead still and will be replaced one day. Hello everybody. VJDII says everything sounds and looks G-O-O-D. Soju says we want to see Captain Jack. Oh no, it says we're gonna see Captain Jack. Are we gonna see Captain Jack? That is the question. I don't know. Soju says Captain Jack is back. Woo. You can see him in the thumbnail. He's definitely in the thumbnail, and he's definitely in Mexico, and he's definitely been with me shooting music videos all week. It feels like that's all I've been doing for as long as I can remember now. And you're going to be very happy when you see them, because they're great. And very creative and inventive, and dope and unique, and all sorts of different flavors. It's very cool. But before we get onto that, we have to say thank you, Kurt Vonnegut, who died on this day in 2007 and is a beloved immortal member of the Meaning Wave universe.
If this isn't nice, I don't know what is. Music, please.
Clear.
Akira.
Nice! Now, every lecture I've ever given has included my tribute to my Uncle Alex, my brother's kid brother, who was a graduate of Harvard and a wise man, a distant insurance salesman in Indianapolis. He was childless. But what Uncle Alex found objectionable about so many human beings is that they so seldom noticed it when they were happy. And so we would be sitting under an apple tree, for instance, on a July afternoon, drinking lemonade and, you know, talking about this and that, and there's practically buzzy like honeybees. And Uncle Alex would stop everything and say, wait a minute, stop. If this isn't nice, I don't know what is. If this isn't nice, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. I don't know what is. If this again and again, and it was very good advice, and I've taken it up, and I hope that you will take up this habit too, of noticing when things are really awfully nice, and say, if this isn't nice, I don't know what is.
Passed on this day, 2007, remains like a stack of Polaroids, always. Thank you, Kurt Vonnegut. Bienvenidos. Boom, how y'all doing? Smack that like. Oh, what do I need to do? I need to post this on Instagram. That's one place I haven't posted it. My bad. What? I can't hear you. What's up? Hercules just came in and he's sort of pointing at me and pointing. Just talk to me. My mic is low. Oh, people in the chat are saying my mic is low. Why is it when I first started and I said, does everything sound good? People said it sounded good. How could you do that to me, you swines? Thank you, Hercules. All right, I'm going to have to... What's that sound? What is that? Where is it coming from? Oh, thanks. All right, I'm now discombobulated and disoriented, and I have no idea what's going on. All right, what's going on? Is it? I can hear it. Sounds fine to me. Let me know. I will now pay it. I'll look at the chat. I will look at it. I'm looking. Jonathan says it's not low. Well, Herc just said it is low. VJDI says, yeah, you saw me. It was fine. Says, my bad, Akira. I thought it sounded good before. What about now? What's going on now? Let me know. I was trying to post to Instagram. Story. Screenshot. Oh dear. I don't think I've got Jason today, so I have to do stuff. Profile, go, doobie doobie. There we go. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. it. Amazing. Let's check that chat. Nice shirt, bro. Thank you. Says Chino. Brr, cap. What's up, King? What's up with you, King? Thank you. Nice shirt indeed. You can get this exclusively at meaningwave.com. And if you use code SPRING, all capitals, at checkout, you get 15% off. How about that? What a time to be alive. What's everyone saying? Is Akira manually turning the music too low or high when he talks in out? What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Sheila says, by comparison to the music, it's low. Is it?
Great.
See, this is why I can't stop streaming for a day, because every time I come back, shit's just moved and changed and doesn't work anymore. It sounds fine to me, but it doesn't matter what it sounds like to me, does it?
Matters what it sounds like to you. Woo.
All right. Bam, 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 bam. Stream XP. Sounds good. How about now? Is now any better? Do, do, do. One, two, one, two. One, two, one, two. Dooby, dooby, one, two, one, two. We in the house. Oh, dear. Sounds like you balanced it out now, says Richard the producer. Why, thank you. I do hope so. Chino Bacapi. I'm cooling here in Midtown Manhattan. Definitely feeling the vibes, bro. We definitely need it out here. It's nasty out. Oh, no. What's going on? What is going on in Manhattan? I ain't been in Manhattan for a while. I don't think I've been in Manhattan for a while. When was I last in Manhattan? I have a feeling I haven't been to Manhattan since 2012, when I was out there to judge that piano battle between Andrew WK and Chili Gonzalez at Joe's Pub. I have a feeling that was the last time I was in New York. That's crazy. That's crazy. VJDII says, I think it still sounds good. Well, you thought it sounded good at the beginning when everyone else complained. Life is suffering. How are you guys? How have you been? Did you miss me? We last streamed on Monday, I do believe. It's now Thursday. Then Captain Jack arrived, and we've been in music video mode. Big up Axel Stacks. 48 months. 48 months of Axel Stacks. That's a lot of stacks. Bless it. Appreciate you. 48 months. What's 48 months anyway? I don't know. Life is but a dream. VJDII, Andrew WK is an awesome pianist. He is an awesome pianist. But he did lose the piano battle because Chili Gonzalez cheated. Chili Gonzalez threw his gold chain at Andrew WK when they were in the middle of their face-off. It's pretty glorious. Actually, shit. Why not? We're in the future. Yo, 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 where's my thing? We're on this. We go here, we go here, we go, look at that. Look at this. Who is this? Whoops.
Gonzalez was aware that I was going to see Andrew WK. He got very excited, and he sent me a video to play to Andrew WK.
Look at young me.
I think we can show you this video now. With the magic of video technology.
13 years ago.
Yeah, I heard it there.
Is that coming through? Is this a bit where we find out it's not coming through? Yeah, it is. So what happened was, right, is I was going to meet Andrew WK, and Chili Gonzalez was like, oh shit, could you challenge him to a piano battle for me? So I did, you know. This was before you could do that sort of thing by just Instagram.
And I, well, that's so different after all. You left the party hard. Not hard the party. I'm more about work and personal responsibility. collaborating. Take your pick.
There you go. Chili Gonzalez did challenge Andrew WK to a piano battle, and it's going to fucking happen. Fucking now. Fucking here.
So weird, right? I nearly didn't make that because there was a bunch of weird stuff with the planes. I had to change to Italy, and then they wouldn't let me on my plane, and Chili had to book me a new plane. I got there like 3 minutes before it started or something. I had also, that's pretty much the only time in my life in the past like 20 years where I didn't have blonde hair for like 2 weeks or something. So I looked completely different. It was very weird. The Chili Gonzalez. And there's Andrew WK and Chili Gonzalez about to have a battle. Crazy.
I just want to give Andrew the choice of which piano he'd like to play.
This is amazing. You can watch this. The actual show was, I can't remember how long it was, but the edited version, which I put together because someone sent me some footage from the crowd, is like 25 minutes long, and you can see it on the internet. This was the end. David Lynch. And anyway, that was pretty amazing. And why did we even go into that? I can't even remember why I thought of that. Oh yeah, because we mentioned New York. So yeah, that was the last time I was in New York for that insane occurrence, that beautiful happening. And yeah. Anyway, so there you go. Crazy how time flies, is Chinob Bikapi. Quite exactly. Axel Stack says he looks much more British in the clip. I do, don't I? I do. Jonathan says your voice was higher pitched then. It was. It was. I was less mature. Cindy says that's the most normie I've ever seen Akira look. That was literally the most normie I ever looked in my life. And it was only for about like 3 weeks or something that I even looked like that. What happened was about like about a month prior to that, I had like a Britney Spears meltdown and shaved my head, you know. Maybe 2 months. And then it was growing back. And for like 3 weeks, I thought it would be interesting to look like really neat. And I had like some nice glasses and I was wearing shirts and stuff. I sort of experimenting. I think in my head, I thought it would be like vaguely sort of early Morrissey-esque. Anyway. VJDII and Axel Stax both said this is wild at the same time. Good. What's up, dammit, Janet? Juggalo Math 17 says Andrew WK at the Gathering of the Juggalos was legendary. The YouTube video doesn't show how cool it was. It makes it look bad. Wasn't that when he sent a clone? Not a clone. Wasn't that when he, like, someone went up there that wasn't Andrew WK? Or was that another one? I remember hearing about that. Hey, what's up, Chris Duvendorf? Welcome to Level 1. Welcome, Chris Duvendorf. Level 1, you have access to the emojis. Let's go. Let's go. Anyway, how you all feeling out there? How have you been? We're going to play the new Marcus Aurelius single tonight. How about that? If you do me a favor and headbutt the like so we can get some more homies in here and YouTube sends out a couple more notifications, that would be delightful. Ooh, look at that. Look how cool that looks. Shout out to my TV. So we're going to play the new Akira the Dark Marcus Aurelius song, single. It's a week. Can you believe it is a week until the album comes out? The album comes out in 1 week. We have been all stations go here at Don Towers, proofing CD artwork for the two CDs, working on packaging for the masks, designing beautiful stickers, beautiful holographic stickers. And of course, shooting 15,000 music videos. Very cool with Captain Jack, who's supposed to be on the show tonight. However, he went for a massage about half an hour ago, or an hour. He went for a massage anyway, and he got in a cab to go for a massage. So we shall see if he gets back in time to be on the show today. I mean, he is in the thumbnail. That would be nice, but I couldn't guarantee it. I would hate to guarantee it. Betray a trust. So I don't know. He's out in Mexico getting a massage right now. The music video shooting is going awesome. We shot 2 yesterday and 1 today. Tomorrow we are traveling to a very, very special jungle area. To shoot another 2. And then we will get to editing. Andrew says FaceTime him. Well, while he's getting a what's it called? Massage. You can't FaceTime people while they're having massages. Damn it, Janet says, thumbnail requires show up. Yes, well, we shall see. We shall see. People Brock says, the last 2 evenings have been very boring. Well, that's probably because we weren't streaming, isn't it? I do apologize. We're here now. Jonathan says, no FaceTime. There might be happy endings. You don't want to spoil somebody's happy ending, do you, by FaceTiming them right in the middle? You do not. That's just terrible. Axel Stax says, I've been great. Thanks for asking. Well, I'm glad you've been great, Axel Stax. You deserve nothing but greatness. That is what I believe.
it soon. De-emphasize anxiety. Reassure people. You meet people who say, you know, I'm really scared. I'm scared about my job. I'm scared, scared, scared. Scared, scared. Scared, scared. You know, don't worry. You don't know enough to worry. That's God's truth.
Who do you think you are that you should worry? You're crying out loud.
That's God's truth. It's a total waste of time. It presupposes such a knowledge of the situation that it is in fact a form of hubris. You know, now what you do is just pay your bills and, you know, pack, eat if you need to, and don't worry. That's all. Yes. Worry is praying to the devil. That's great. Worry is betting against yourself. You know, Weipo Yang, a great Chinese Taoist who wrote many, many commentaries on the I Ching, he was asked at the end of his life what was his conclusion of a life of studying the I Ching. He said, worry is preposterous. That was it.
Don't worry.
You don't know enough to worry.
That's God's truth.
Worry. Who do you think you are that you should worry for crying out loud? Don't worry. That's God's truth.
Hey.
You don't know enough to worry. That's God's truth.
Worry.
Who do you think you are that you should worry for crying out loud?
Worry.
bomb-like. Brain thinks bomb-like. Don't worry. Sign to death.
And that's where I disconnect with a lot of people.
Oh!
They don't know my story. And they think I was born this man. They see what was created.
Uh-huh.
They see the end of the job. They didn't see what it took to get there. And to develop a man like this, I realized that, you know, like to sharpen a sword, to make a sword, you have to put it through fire. And you have to beat the fucking shit out of it.
Woo!
Repeatedly, you have to beat the living shit out of it. And so my mindset started to become that. And I realized that nothing hard comes from soft. When people have that mindset of I failed, it determines how you look at that. I started looking at that as a whole different way of living. Like, how many people could do what you do, David? It's that internal conversation I started having that was motivating me. Like, I knew where I came from, but I knew where I was going. How many people can come from your fucked up background? You couldn't even read. And then I put myself in a deeper hole. So all this was inspiring me. All this fucked up shit was inspiring me. Like, I'm from a guy who couldn't read. We got beef, got called nigger, called all these things growing up.
Soul.
Oh yeah, there's definitely.
Yeah,
I know for a fact
there's something to that.
And that's where I disconnect
with a lot of people.
They don't know my story,
and
they think I was born this man.
Woo.
Oh yeah, there's.
Ah yeah, baby.
I know for a fact.
Some of you might know.
And that's where
we're working on Goggins 2 right now.
They don't know.
Here in Don Studios, Player.com, and DSPLDC.
Oh, yeah.
Aki and DSPLDC con ATD.
I disconnect with a lot of people. They don't.
Goggins, not three, but two. We've been working on it. That is quite a beautiful journey to be on.
Oh, yeah, there's.
I gotta say.
For a fact, there's something to that. And that's where I disconnect.
Some of y'all have heard an in-progress working version of a track from that record.
They think I was born.
And it's very joyful.
Oh, yeah.
The record goes through a lot of styles, a lot of emotions, a lot of vibes.
I disconnect with
a lot of moments.
They don't know my story.
And it's been a long time in the making. This one was 2019, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
We are a long way from 2019 now. Can you believe that?
And that's where
free consciousness says I like to imagine the biblical David was David Goggins. Imagine.
And
I gotta reread that now with that picture in my mind. That's wonderful.
Oh yeah, there's definitely something. Well, I know.
Yo.
Fact, there's something to that. And that's where I disconnect with a lot of people.
Hey, all them Goggins emojis in the chat, let's go.
And they think I was born this man.
That work in progress is fire, says Sagittarius, who's never told a lie.
Connect with a lot of people. They don't know my story. And
yo, if you're in here, if you've not yet headbutt the like for us, por favor. I'll give you a bit more Street Fighter.
25 pounds.
Oop.
Now, I'm almost 300 pounds.
Woo.
A worse hold. But it's going to make for an even better story at the end of all this shit. So I started turning all these conversations into power. All the failure, all the rocky moments that we have in life, they're so powerful to say, what if I can get up and make this turn out to be what I want it to be? I have a way of visualizing.
More important.
And talking to myself. Ooh. And finding. Oops. Great strength and great misery. And those people who are able to be in the sewer,
days of life. Is that cat who can be a bomb in a sewer? Who can find great motivation alone?
Hey.
There's no coach. There's no trainer. There's no nothing. No mom, dad, sister, cousin, brothers, wife, husband. It's you and you alone in the worst possible spot of your life. If you can find drive, determination, motivation in those times alone,
I know for a fact that it's something to that. Hey.
And that's where I disconnect with a lot of people. They don't know my story. And they think I was born this man.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
There's definitely something wrong. I know for a fact there's something to that. And that's where I disconnect with a lot of people. They don't know my story.
And
they think I was born this man.
That's right. VJDII, you versus you is what it always comes down to. In the end.
They don't know my story.
Yes, it is.
And
yes, it is. We hear that a lot here in the Meanie Wave universe.
Oh, yeah.
That comes up a lot.
For a fact, there's something that.
Big Bad Will says, I like how Goggins says he wants to get to heaven and have God say, I didn't see this outcome.
My story.
I think he actually says, I didn't fucking see this.
Born this man.
I didn't fucking see this.
There's definitely something wrong.
I want to feel that.
And that's where
I think of that so often.
A lot of people.
I think of that so much.
Know my story.
And
they think I was born this man. We have it all in our minds. It's how you talk to yourself. It's how you visualize coming out. It's how you see yourself in the dungeon of life. Can't find strength there, but there's so much strength in the dungeon, because so many people just stay there. If that motherfucker was willing to come out of it, that becomes glorious at the end of it all. That's where I disconnect with a lot of people. They don't know my story. And they think I was born as this man.
A hero. I was a hero. Completely cut loose from purpose. He was a young man riding a bus through North Carolina. On the way to somewhere. And it began to snow.
Thank you.
skated and the young man thought I just skated. I just stay here. Yo! Yeah, make some noise. Charles Bukowski, Tom Waits and the Dawn. That's called Nirvana. Shouts out, everybody locked in. What's up, Axel Stacks is happy to stay here. We're happy to have you here, my guy. VJ DII, another great guitar solo. And a great guitar solo. So much emotion in the phrasing. It is. Shouts out to my guy Francesco on that guitar solo. Amazing work. Amazing work from Francesco on Meditations Volume 2. You're going to be hearing it in a week. A week! Chino B. This man is a genius. It's so dopey how he executes this so effortlessly. You are breathtaking. Angie Pullman would love Akira to mix JBP's version of this. Oh, yeah! Which was the worst dining? I forgot that. I gotta look that up. Hey, and the young man thought, I'll just say it.
Civilization.
In the Buddhist philosophy, you know, Buddha attained nirvana, so that meant he could stay in union with the gods, so to speak. He attained the highest form of subjective experience, which might be something like total immersion in bliss and meaning. But he rejected it because he went back into the world to help other people attain nirvana, or at least to move towards it, because he realized that there was no individual redemption without the redemption of all. And if you don't understand that, then you're just not very wise. And so you're trying to be a force for good in the world. And that doesn't mean just good for you. It's just blind. Because there isn't any isolated you. That isn't how things are. That isn't how reality lays itself out. So, what is your current thinking on Orthodox Christianity? The Orthodox Christians like me. I don't know why, but I think I have some idea, I guess. I've got a lot of letters from religious people, a lot from Muslims, from Jews, from Orthodox Jews in particular, strangely enough, from Christian monks, but a lot from Orthodox Christians. And I think the reason for that, as far as I can tell, is that the Orthodox look at Christianity from a slightly different angle than the Protestants and the Catholics. And I'm not putting down the Protestants and the Catholics. They have a perspective, a reason for their viewpoint. But what's happened in the West, I think, and this is a dreadful oversimplification, so please forgive me, is that the West has viewed Christianity more as a set of beliefs that are analogous in some sense to a cognitive theory of the world. So to be a Christian in the West, you have to accept that Christ died for your sins and that you're redeemed. So you have to accept Christ as your redeemer. And that really means to state that you believe a set of propositions about Christ, that he was the Son of God and that his death and resurrection, his sacrifice, redeemed mankind. And that, and then you partake in that redemption by laying out that accordance with a set of facts, let's say. I understand why that's how it's worked out, but I think there's a big risk in that. And I don't think the Orthodox fell into that to the same degree. Their idea more, and this is there in Protestantism and Catholicism too, it's there, but it's given more secondary, more implicit emphasis, and I think that's a problem, especially in the modern world. The Orthodox would say, as near as I can tell, that you should pick up your damn cross and stumble up the hill. That's your job, right? And the cross is the X, where everyone is located. You're right at the center of reality. You're suffering and dying and being reborn all the time at the center of reality as you transform. And you have to accept that and embrace it. You have to, and that's a very, very hard thing to do, because it means to embrace all your flaws and the flaws of reality and the tragedy of existence and your death and the sum total of human evil, all of that. Unbelievably demanding requirement. But you do what you can to do that. And then not only do you pick up your cross, so to speak, but you stumble uphill towards the city of God. You stumble up towards what's good. And that's your destiny. And that's where meaning is to be had. And the Orthodox lay that out quite well. That's your goal, is the imitation of Christ. And Christ is the Logos. This is the Christian story. Christ is the Logos that God uses at the beginning of time to transform pre-cosmogonic chaos into habitable order. Truthful speech. So that's the thing. The fact that you're capable of uttering truthful speech is an indication that you've shouldered your cross and are stumbling uphill. A very coherent theory. And the Orthodox, I think, have done a very good job of keeping that idea at the forefront of their belief. And so that's what I think about Orthodox Christianity.
That was not at all the clip I thought it was going to be, but that was dope. Shouts out to JVP. The good doctor, his very self. Without whom, so much. Shouts out Axel Stacks. Appreciate the support, you bad man. Says we are the dragons. Which is a good point, well made. Shouts out Lightlaw. Lightlaw Nakikso. Never sure if I'm pronouncing your name right, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your generosity, gifting 5 individuals in our chat with subs to this very channel so that they, too, may communicate with the wonder of the Meaning Wave emoji. They, too, may download the Yeezid streams. They, too, may be green. That's very nice of you. Shouts out Free Consciousness. Appreciate you. Even Jesus, says Big Bad Wolf, stumbled with his cross. That's bars, my guy. Smash that like. Do not stumble. Do not falter. Yeah. Nukes in the chat, let's go!
And suffering requires a sustained meaning.
That place where the meaning and the fact are conjoined. That's the proper place to lecture from. what you want to do as an academic is tell your students about something that you've encountered, that you've fallen in love with, and to communicate the love that you have for that. And not to say, well, you should read this book, but to say, well, here's this book, and here's what it can open up for you, and this is how it does it. This is what you'll gain from it. There's something out there, some unbelievable utility, and you have to believe that in order to communicate it. To communicate that commitment you have to beauty and to truth and to literature, it isn't enough to say what they are and to transmit them. It's to manifest yourself as a living part of that tradition and to show yourself thereby as a model for living out what that tradition represents, and to show that that's so much better than like a short-term pleasure-seeking nihilism. They're not even in the same conceptual universe. And people are far more open to that. They know already. People know, especially when they're hurt. They know that happiness is fleeting. And suffering requires a sustaining. They know happiness is fleeting. And that suffering requires a sustaining.
Go.
King's Chapel, the people who started it didn't live to see its completion. They were driven by this nobility of transcendent vision, and they produced these enduring forms out of the bloody misery of history. We've erected all this spectacular infrastructure that we're so fortunate to be part of. None of that gratitude is taught. It's partly not taught because people have no sense of the absolute catastrophe of history. It's like nasty, brutish, and short. The simplest and most likely social circumstances. Catastrophe punctuated by hell. And to see that not happening in a sustained manner constantly, and to see things improving around us, and to be reliable in that manner, and then not to be grateful for that, it's an unbelievable combination of ignorance and gratitude and willful blindness. And to not instill that sense in young people, for them to understand that they are standing on the bones of generations of people who suffered to make this possible, despite all their errors and brought this forward. Happiness is fleeting. And suffering requires a sustaining meaning. They know happiness is fleeting.
No!
And that
suffering requires a sustaining meaning. Happiness is fleeting.
We concentrate on building the future instead of criticizing the past.
Imagine that. What's up?
Start in
ODMJBP emojis and the chats. Go!
And some humility by taking the potential that lies dormant in front of you and interacting with it in the logos-like manner with truth and with love, and by transforming that potential into whatever you can create out of it that's good. It won't be small if you do that. You can transform your whole household by transforming your room. You can transform your whole neighborhood by transforming your house. And these things spread very, very rapidly. And that is right there in front of you. People think they're impoverished, that they don't have any opportunity. And the opportunity is hidden from them by their unwillingness to take the steps that are necessary to put what they could put in front of them in order, and to produce the beauty instead of the ugliness where they couldn't do that. And I don't think there is anything more powerful than that. That works. Happiness is
no! Suffering requires a sustaining meaning.
No, happiness is fleeting.
Suffering requires a sustaining meaning.
Go, go!
Happiness is fleeting.
Whoa!
Suffering requires a sustaining meaning.
No,
happiness is fleeting. Suffering requires a sustaining meaning.
Go, go.
Incorporated into your life. People are absolutely starving for it.
Stop where you stand.
No!
The past.
the past won't help you in beginning and new. And if you left it all behind at last, right as enough, you're done with it. You stay where you stand, never mind the past. The past won't help you in beginning and new. And if you've left it all behind at last, right as enough, you're done with it, you fool. This is another race that you have planned. Don't give the vanished days a backward look. Start where you stand, start where you stand. The world won't care about your old defeats. If you can start anything with success, the future is your friend and time is fleet. There is much of work and strain and stress. There is a brand new trial right at hand. It's easier for him who doesn't dance. Start where you stand. Start where you stand. Start where you stand. Never mind the past. The past won't help you in beginning and new. And if you at last, right as enough, you're done with it, you fool. Hey, the past won't help you in beginning and new. Right as enough, you're done with it, you fool. Take courage, man. We blow the door to hell where you stand. Stop where you stand. Yeah. Stop where you stand. Never mind the past. The past won't help you in beginning a new. And if you at last, wait us enough, you're done with it, you fool. Never mind the past. The past won't help you in beginning and new. Alas, why that's enough, you're done with it, you fool.
Counting down to that brand new Marcus Aurelius Akira the Don joint coming very soon.
Situations. It is actually one word to deal with all those situations. And that is good.
Oh, them goods in the chat, let's go!
This is actually something that one of my guys at work yeah. pointed out to me. He would call me up or pull me aside with some major problem, some issue that was going on. And he'd say, boss, we got this and that and the other thing. And I'd look at him and I'd say, good. One day he was telling me about some issue that he was having. He said, I already know what you're going to say. And I said, well, what am I going to say?
He said, you're going to say. Bop, 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 bop. You're going to say good. You're going to say good. Every second counts, every second counts. Every second counts, every second counts.
You're gonna say good. You're gonna say good. Good. Good.
You're gonna say good. You're gonna say good. You're gonna say good. You're gonna say every second counts.
No need on Caladan to build a physical paradise or a paradise of the mind. We could see the actuality all around us. And the price we paid was the price men had always paid for achieving. We went soft. We lost our edge.
There should be a science
of discontent.
There should be a science
of discontent.
Go! There should be a science! Hey,
the sleeper must awaken.
The sleeper must awaken. The sleeper must awaken. What's up? Shout out to everyone locked in. What's up, Jay-Z, Lane? How? What up, Cindy? What up, Free Consciousness? What up, Sweat?
They jar something deep inside us, allowing them to grow. Without change, something sleeps inside us. And seldom awakens.
Sleeping must awaken.
Something sleeps inside us. And seldom awakens. Sleeper must awaken. There should be a science of discontent. There should be a science of discontent.
There should be a science.
Self-governing. If we just woke up feeling perfect, we couldn't do shit. We'd be the guy on the couch. You guys gotta
realize
some are so subdued by their overeating, by their vice, by their negativity, that they just don't get they're being called to something greater, being summoned from above. But why today?
Summoned from above.
Why today was I so fucking negative, so angry and frustrated?
Perfect. Perfect.
That means I've just been slacking on myself, on my personal development, and I need to go harder.
Negativity!
That internal feeling pulling at you. That is our natural state. That is our natural state. We're being summoned to move. Negativity, angst, that internal feeling pulling at you. That is our natural state. That is our natural state. We're being summoned to move.
Talking with the person who gave us the AMA, gave me Blue Church, Jordan Hall. And part of that is this idea, which is the religion that's not a religion, and coming trying to come up with a post-religious faith. Because here's the idea. This is probably, in some ways, my most radical idea. I want to do what, like Augustine did, as the Roman Empire is falling. He laid the foundation. He laid the cultural cognitive grammar for an entirely different culture, and then he sold the culture bottom up. He laid the cultural cognitive grammar for an entirely different culture, and then he sold the culture bottom up. The imperial system at some point clamped down again, but nevertheless, we shifted out of antiquity, we shifted to a different world. So I want to try and do that. I want to try and create the systems of meaning, the religion that's not a religion, the ecologies and practices, the communities, the networks of communities. All of this is already happening. Really empower it, both in terms of its grammar, give it the best scientific tools for engineering, the practices, the ecology of practices. I basically want to steal the culture.
Steal it away, steal it away. I want
to have steal it away, steal it away. Steal it away, steal it away. The people who have been abusing us for such a very long time. And I usually don't speak politically because I think that political framing is often a deep misrepresentation of the issue, at least the way in which political discourse has been sort of been ossified. It's been ossified in ways that make choice no longer really relevant. And, you know, Christianity stole the culture away from the elites of its time. Now, new elites form. They always will. But the culture changed, and it changed in an important way. That's what I'm trying to do right now. That's what I see myself doing with a lot of these other people. That's what I'm trying to do right now. That's what I see myself doing with a lot of these other people. I want to help steal the culture.
Steal it away. Steal it away. I want to help steal the culture. Away. Steal it away. Steal it away. And do everything I can. Steal it away, steal it away, hey! Steal it away, steal it away, steal it away, hey! Steal it away, steal it away, steal it away, hey!
We can't win by playing the game. That's right. My way of trying to understand what it is to not play their game and to shift over to a totally different game, to shift the culture, is to steal the culture. The only thing I can get from history that's been able to do that are religion. But for reasons that I've articulated, I don't want, it's not personally, I mean in terms of the functionality, I don't think the standard model, the actual age model of religion is going to do what we need in order to steal the culture as deeply as we need to steal it.
Use this gospel for protection. Yo,
Beady Way. ancestors' sacrifice worthwhile today?
Huh? Or should I say? Yo, it's Gaga Baby, how you doing? Use this gospel for protection. What we played there? We played a bunch of songs. Did I tell you what they were? There were some great songs. We played Nirvana with Tom Waits, written by Charles Bukowski. Happiness is Fleeting with Jordan B. Peterson. Start Where You Stand, lyrics adapted from Burton Bradley's poem of 100 years ago. We had G-O-O-D Good with Jocko. That's a classic. They all classics. We only do classics. We had The Sleeper Must Awaken with Danica XIX from the Dune Wave LP. Lyrics adapted from the works of Frank Herbert. What the fuck? What the fuck? Then we had Someone to Move with Wes Watson, my guy Wes. He found Diddy. We had Use This Gospel. You know what I mean? Use This Gospel, that's one of those rare Mini Wave classics that smart people like you adore, you know? With John Vivekey, obviously, I should have mentioned. With John Vivekey. Everyone loves John Vivekey. How you doing? We're Patessa. JC the Lionheart, appreciate you, my brah, says the family, and I love the Behind Closed Doors music video. Yeah. Thank you very much. When did that come out? Monday, was it? Feels like a long time ago. Feels like a long time ago. And we're counting down to playing for the first time, world exclusive, the brand new single from Meditations Volume 2, which is out in a week. It's out in a week. Can you believe it? This time next week, we'll be listening to it. Before then, though, we got a single dropping tonight, Midnight Everywhere, but you're going to hear it here first. It's got Pete Parada on drums. It's got lyrics adapted from Meditations Volume 2, Book 3.11, is it? I think. And it's called Stop Drifting. And we're going to be playing it very soon. We're also going to shout out Bleat Llama, who just dropped 5 subs on the chat in the manner of an utter lord. What an utter lord Bleat Llama be. Shouts out John Blessing, Isaac Schultz, James Miller, Samuel Maxwell, and Brother XX, Madog, Madrax, who all got hit up with subs in the manner of righteous beings. Righteous beings. Much excitement. So wow, says JC Lionheart. Sway! How the heck is it already here? Well, it's not, but it almost is. That's what time it is. Time is a mystery. Every man must stand alone. I hear you call my name and it feels like home. As a wise man once said. Oh, lady. Richard, the producer. It's going to be amazing. Yes, you're right. What's funny is, right, I'm playing here, I'm DJing, I'm playing Meaning Wave songs, and I'm navigating through my Meaning Wave crates, the crates of Meaning Wave. And I have them organized by BPM and tempo and key and all sorts of emotions and words and things of that nature. And I'm moving through sections in my library. And up come songs from Meditations Volume 2, and I can't play them yet. I can't play them. I want to play them, but I can't play them. Can't play them yet. And I'm like, wow, soon I'll be able to play them. That's fire. That's a delightful thing. Look at that. That's a delightful thing right there. Look at that. Something about 90s Japanese anime that is so beautiful. And nothing else comes close. It's incredible. Anyway. Captain Jack was here. He was in the studio. TVs. You can see them a bit in the back there. You know, I got a bunch of CRT TVs. He's like, you always got anime on? I was like, yes, I do. Goes, that sells. Yes, it is. And that's been the way for a long time, you know. I always wanted that. I remember I was watching, I think it was watching True Romance that made me realize. Because when I was little, we didn't have a television, right? We didn't have a TV. We had a lot of books. My auntie had a TV. I'd go around her house sometimes to watch the TV, maybe see the A-Team or something, you know what I mean? Maybe see Telly Bugs at my granddad's house, you know what I mean? shit like that. But like, you know, so we didn't have a TV in the house when I was little, and eventually we got one, but it wasn't too long before I moved out. And I didn't really fuck with TVs that much, but I love movies. You know, I used to watch them on a projector. Is what I did. I had a projector, and I would download shit. You know, but and I would buy DVDs. And I had, you know, one of my favorite movies is True Romance. I don't know if you've all seen True Romance. It's a great movie. Tony Scott directed it. It's the best Quentin Tarantino movie, and Quentin Tarantino didn't even direct it. But it's a wonderful film. There's a section in it where the protagonist, Clarence Worley, he goes, gets with this girl. And she's a cool girl, you know. But she ain't, like, long in the game or nothing. He was her first job, you know what I mean? So that's okay. And he goes to see Drexel, who's her pimp. Who's Gary, the guy who played Sid Vicious in Sid and Nancy, Gary Oldman, that was it. And Gary Oldman, he's like, he's playing a kind of like epic wigger character. You know, he's got like scars and tattoos and dreads and like, you know, talks like a black guy kind of. But anyway, he's got this TV in the background that's playing Kung Fu movies on it. And it's kind of a part of the plot in a way. And it's a really cool part of the plot. I don't want to spoil it in case you haven't seen the movie. You should go see the movie. It's great. But it was watching that, the first mate gave me the idea of like TV as an inspiration and a decoration. Like you could have a TV set and it could just be playing cool shit that you liked. So it's not this thing that's dictating to you. What I really objected to about TVs was the programming aspect. Like, you know, they would just beam video into your brain and you didn't have much choice in it. You could flick between four channels, right? And they would all be, you know, programming you, essentially. And I recognized that from a tiny baby, you know? So I didn't like it. But then the idea of having a TV that was just hooked up to something that just played things that you thought were cool, which for me would have been, like, the movies I liked, anime I liked, kung fu movies, that kind of thing, right? So at that point, I was like, shit, that's what, you know, my dream would be to have... a bunch of them, not just one, but like a whole gang of CRT TVs, and they would always just be playing stuff that I find beautiful in the moving visual medium, you know? And that's what I now have in my life, and I've had that for a while, and it makes my life, like, better, you know? It's part of the whole make it beautiful ethos. Make things beautiful and make beautiful things. And, you know, as it says in the scene, you've been looking at me, and I know I'm pretty... Up there is a girl with her titties out. And I know I'm pretty, but I ain't as pretty as a couple of titties. Exactly. Jonathan Randall's his best scene. Is it White Boy Day? It ain't White Boy Day. Exactly. Incredible movies. Quentin Tarantino was absolutely nuke hot when he was writing that. He wrote that and Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction back to back. Like, imagine that shit. Absolutely incredible. He was mainlined to the source. Jonathan Randall says, no, there's women's breastises. That's it. Breastises. That Clarence ain't even looked at. He only clucking Drexel. I have half a mind to play the scene, but I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it. So everyone go watch True Romance, and then we'll come back here next week, and I'll just play that over and over and over.
Akira.
Or maybe not.
You want something?
Hey, you Drexel?
No, man, I'm Marty.
I want to talk to Drexel.
What the fuck do you want to talk to him about?
What's about Alabama?
Where the fuck is that bitch?
She's with me.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm her husband.
Yeah. Well, that makes us practically related. You have a seat, boy. You have yourself an egg roll. We got everything here from a little eye Joe to damn if I know.
No thanks.
No things. What that mean? I think you're too scared to be eaten. Now see, we're sitting down here ready to negotiate. You've already given up your shit. I'm still a mystery to you. But I know exactly where your white ass is coming from. See, if I ask if you want some dinner, and you grab the egg roll and start to chow down, I say to myself, this motherfucker, he's carrying on like he ain't got a care in the world, and who knows? Maybe he don't. Maybe this fool's such a bad motherfucker. He don't got to worry about nothing. He just sit down, watch my motherfucking TV. See? You ain't even sat down yet. And that TV over there, since you've been in the room, is a woman with her breasts just hanging out. You ain't even bothered to look. You just been clacking me. I know I'm pretty, but I ain't as pretty as a couple of titties. Ooh-wee! This shot feels.
I'm not eating because I'm not hungry. I'm not sitting because I'm not saying I ain't looking at the movie because I already seen it 7 years ago. It's the Mac. Max Julian, Carol Speed, and Richard Pryor. I ain't scared of you, I just don't like you. That envelope right there had some payoff money. Alabama's moving on to some greener pastures. We're not negotiating. I don't like to barter. What's in that envelope right there is for my peace of mind. My peace of mind is worth that much. Not one penny more. See ya.
Marty, you know what we got here? Motherfucking Charlie Bronson.
Mr. Majestic.
Look here, Charlie. None of this bullshit is necessary. I don't got no hold over Alabama. I just trying to lend a girl a helping hand.
And I will not spoil it. I will not spoil it. No more spoil. No more spoil. It's a great movie. And I will not spoil it. So there. The movie is True Romance. It's one of my favorite movies. And I would definitely recommend watching it. Because it's a great movie. It was written by Quentin Tarantino. It was directed by Tony, brother of Scott, brother of Ridley, the best Tony.
To spread joy, you have to have it. To impart delight, you have.
Jonathan Randall says all-star cast, best writing. Incredible direction as well.
It's not some
that he'd just done Top Gun. Right?
Make yourself look delightful.
He went straight into that. That was amazing. Anyway. Do things that are delightful to you. Fill the crib with CRT TVs and play anime all day. Yo!
You become thereby delightful to others. That is to say, people who are interesting are people who are interested.
Yo, we counting down to that. Who brand new Akira the Don Marcus Aurelius.
Constantly thinking about all.
Nukes in the chat if you ready.
All and so on. Because
Mr. Accord, Akira, I figured out how to use your music for my TikToks. They sound so clean now. Yes!
Think about it.
Amazing.
And who's gone?
Proud of you and grateful. To all those who share Meanie Wave, we salute you.
So in other words, your engagement with the external world, the more you are involved, the more your personality is enriched.
Yes.
Do things that are delightful to you.
Do things that are delightful to you.
Do things that are delightful to you.
Whoa. Jonathan Randall, another great scene with Walken and Harper. That is an amazing scene. Incredible scene. It's also got Michael Rapaport in it, and like, this is the best thing he ever did with his life.
By taking a course in how to win friends and influence people, or how to be a real person, you'll become Mr. Washout. You'll be like somebody trying to get a good nutrition by...
And Brad Pitt, now it comes to think of it.
Fingers next.
Probably my favorite Brad Pitt role.
When I'm gone and so on, you're entirely nourishing yourself with yourself.
Yeah.
Now, of course, on a vast scale, the universe does that. It eats itself up. That's why the symbol of the snake swallowing its tail is a very fundamental, archaic symbol of life.
But yeah!
The way it's done is that the snake has in some part of the ring a place where it's not sensitive, called the unconscious, where it doesn't know that what comes to it in the form of food is actually what left it in the form of excrement. That thing is... Don't mention it. After all, as the Lord said at the beginning of the universe, you must draw the line somewhere.
Yeah!
Do things that are delightful to you.
Jonathan Randall, James Gandolfini. James Gandolfini's in it as well. You got a heart. You got a heart, kid.
Do things that are delightful to you. Do things that are delightful to you.
Yeah!
Do things that are delightful to you. You become thereby delightful to others.
It's a beautiful day to be alive. We give thanks to the ancestors for the miracle they bequeathed us. We vow to not squander this hitherto unimaginable opportunity. Meanie Wave. Meanie Wave. Life is as kind as you let it be.
It's coming up next. It has just been decided. Jonathan Randall, Val Kilmer as Elvis. Oh my goodness.
You can say all kinds of things.
It's so true. There's so much. That film is peerless.
Pictures of the psyche manifesting themselves. But sounds to me like a lawyer's explanation. It's hard to smoke DMT.
Yo!
If you're not a smoker, it's harsh. Some people don't get enough. Say, of the people who smoke as much as I think you should smoke, 75% probably report something like this. It's hard for people to report. I've had years and years of practice. What I've just told you about this is an incredibly crumpled, compressed, edited version. Because what is really happening in there is unspeakably bizarre.
Go! Whoa!
Unspeakably bizarre.
Whoa!
Unspeakably bizarre. Unspeakably bizarre. Unspeakably bizarre. Unspeakably bizarre.
Unspeakably!
That seems in fact to be its quality, that it is unspeakable, and that therefore in order to speak of it, you have to make a leap of faith to this higher order glossolalia.
Meanie Wave.
Like language. Ayahuasca is a slow release DMT. Again, at very high dose ayahuasca and at very high dose psilocybin, these entities begin to emerge. When I take psilocybin, sometime in the second hour, I pass through a place which I've learned to recognize. It's a feeling, and I call it elk country. And there are no elves, but there's a feeling. And then I call it, you know,
fans of a favorite episode of I Love Lucy, I call them by saying, come in, little green man. Come in, little green man. It's simply a permitting. It's simply an invocation. And then they approach like a Nawari band.
Unspeakably.
Relax and don't give in to astonishment. That's right, Sheila. Man like Dewey. Big up. Welcome to the channel. Passing it on as well, like an absolute lord. All right. All right. The time has come. I want you all to spam the fuck out of the chat with them Marcus Aurelius emojis, with them nukes. We gotta summon him. We gotta summon him here. Before we do that, Richard, the producer, wants to know, Akira, what's the size of your shirt? I'm trying to get the size fit for my order. I got the broad shoulder shirt sizes sucked a bit. I got a medium. I'm wearing a medium, so the medium is kind of tight on me now. They used to be baggy on me, you know? So I got a medium, but there's a size chart on the website. Hang on. I believe. Unspeakably bizarre. If you go on maniwave.com, which you obviously always should, but if you go resources, there is sizing charts on resources. So you can check that out. And then if you have any more questions, just email inquiries@meaningwave.com and Mama Don will get you any extra information you could possibly require. That's right. And right now, if you use code SPRING, all caps, SPRING, you get 15% off your order at meaningwave.com. Now, where are all their Marcuses? Okay, I'm seeing them. Mr. Core says, lots of meaning in those upper arms of yours right now. Yeah, we got meaning. Oh, where's that thing? Should I show you that thing? Dun. Look at that little brrrup noise. Brrrup. I'll show you in a bit. All right, without further ado, brand new from Akira the Don and Marcus Aurelius. We got Pete Parada on drums. Are you mad, blood? Good gosh.
Meaningwave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of meaning.
Go.
Where my fucking cowbell?
Stop drifting from the pocket. You gotta read another book so about us. And she wants to be sick just to get about us. I can picture me saying about us. Cause you ain't getting to that. Spread for the finish. Why up your idle hopes? And if you care, it's open yourself and be your own second what is you can. Stealing, solid, buying, resting, seeing some business out in the eyes, but with another kind of sight. They don't realize how much is depleting, stealing, selling, buying, resting, seeing some business out in the eyes, but with another kind of sight. Stop drifting, from the dark, you never gotta read the notebooks or about us. I mention moments of grief, and just to get by that.
You ain't getting to death! Yo, yo, yo!
If you care, it's all for yourself then. Be your own savior while you still can. If you care, it's all for yourself then.
Yeah.
If you care, it's all for yourself. Be your own savior while you still can. If you care, it's all for yourself. Be your own savior while you still can.
1, 2, 3, go. Hey, yo, make some noise.
Meaning Way. Have you made your ancestors' sacrifice worthwhile today?
Brand new. Cure the Don Marcus Aurelius. That hits streaming platforms at midnight. That's track 11 on the album. Features Pete Parada on the drums, formerly of The Offspring. Currently on tour with The Defiance. Check out their album. It's banging. Man, like Richard. Dude, the stylistic spectrum being covered so far is all over. I love it. Sam, this is my reward for a hard day's work. Thank you, Ancestor. Exactly. Man, like Sway says, yo! Yo, exactly. Exactly, yo. Meditations Volume 2 will be with us next week. Next week! Next week! CDs will be shipping around the same time. Sway says that would have me jogging to Vesuvius. Sheila says going deep! Zelly. Zelly. If you want to get your CDs and all that, you can still back the campaign. Where's that thing? We got a new producer in the past since the campaign finished, which is nice. It's nice getting producers after campaigns finished. Shouts out to the new producer. Shouts out to the OG producers. Shouts out to everyone who's backed this campaign. CDs are looking amazing. There's something really cool that happens with the CD and the CD tray, I gotta say. Stickers are looking amazing. I designed the stickers. They're epic. They're holographic. Obviously, you already know how cool the mask is. But we're working on the packaging for the mask as well. Hit the link in the description to pre-order your CDs. Get a mask and contribute to the distribution of Meditations Volume 2. Jonathan Randall bopping at Chernobyl. Rick, this time last week I was in Cozumel. That's nice. This, of course, is CDs, exactly. CDs. N-U-T's. Those blues.
Kira, the Don, artist, DJ, wave lord, and architect of the Meaning Wave universe.
Akira.
Let me see if I've heard anything from Captain Jack.
By this means of effortless effort, the individual changes his policy. And a good example of this method of changing is in the selection of an adequate vocal coach if you intend to take singing lessons. In the, shall we say, Robusto style, the principal problem was to open your mouth and bellow. And nearly all, many of the older singers were quite content and happy if they could rattle the chandeliers in the back of the opera house. Then it was gradually discovered that this was the best way to ruin a voice. These voices were damaged, and damaged terribly. Today we know that the best way to learn to vocalize is to reduce effort. Today we know that the best way to learn to vocalize is to reduce effort. The principal problem that every singer has to get rid of is his own throat. If he could lose it, he would sing better. Get his mind off of the noise he is making. Relax. And allow the breath to move as it will. And if he controls the breath with a minimum of mental energy, he will produce a pure tone. Well, if he gets behind it and shoves with everything he has, he will develop only a badly pressured, badly trained voice. Today you know that the best way to learn to vocalize is to reduce effort. Today we know that the best way to learn to vocalize is to reduce effort.
Go!
Same thing in life.
The purpose of life is to use a minimum amount of energy to attain
maximum result. Minimum amount of energy. Maximum result. Minimum amount of energy. Maximum result. Minimum amount of energy. Same thing in life. Same thing in life. Hey.
Trivesti.
I'm going to read you a quote from Norm Macdonald. And he says this: the idiot sees the world as good versus evil. The cynic sees the world as evil versus evil. The truth that no one seems to be able to see is that the world is and always has
always
been.
Has been. Versus good, Kira Dawn, Scott Adams, Norm Macdonald. Wow. Norm Macdonald was finally joined today by OJ up in heaven. Possibly. Does OJ go to heaven? Who knows? Who knows? Mr. Accord, I was just thinking it was about 5 years ago that I was listening to Meaning Wave while trying to sleep in the back of my car. What a way we have come! Where do you sleep now, Mr. Accord?
Wow.
And are you called Mr. Accord because you were sleeping in a Honda Accord? And now you are sleeping on a solid gold bed. It's probably not that comfortable.
Wow.
Amazing. Proud of you.
Wow.
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 Wow. This time about 28 years ago, I was sleeping on or under, depending on what the weather was doing, a bench.
Wow.
Truly,
wow.
It's a magical journey.
Wow.
Wow. Did we do the international high five?
Wow.
I can't remember. I meant to at one point, then I guess we didn't. Terrible. Okay, international high five.
Wow.
Let me know where you are, and is OJ going to heaven?
Wow.
Jonathan Randall. Mr. Cord, I sleep on a nice mattress on a futon in an apartment now. Come on!
Wow.
Accord is actually a reference to stoicism, accord with nature, and not a stupid joke about a car. Of course! Of course!
Wow.
Of course, Sheila says, I didn't have OJ in the Deadpool. Who is in your Deadpool? You have a Deadpool.
Wow.
That's very morbid, isn't it? Who's in your Deadpool? I hope I'm not in your Deadpool.
Wow.
Don't worry, I ain't going nowhere. I'm doing Noah numbers. Everybody knows that.
Wow.
VJDII, I remember coming across Meaning Wave 3 years ago when I was listening to Jocko's book on discipline. Suddenly, the path started playing. Dan, 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 dan. Dan, 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 dan.
Wow.
Tim, Oklahoma, that's between him and his God. That's right.
Wow.
Jonathan, SoFlow, USA, OJ going to fire.
Wow.
Fire town.
Wow.
Jay-Z Lionheart, love from New Jersey. Who am I to judge? Exactly. Sheila, you will live forever. Thank you. Full Killer, Maryland. That's up to God to decide. Exactly. DJ DII, Tampa, FL. Feeling good and getting after it. Good for you. Free Consciousness, OJ, lived in my city.
Wow.
Wow. I had a friend of mine, I remember years ago, he's a DJ. He told me that Sharon Osbourne told him that what was actually going on in that car chase was that, well, this is what Sharon Osbourne told my buddy, is that OJ didn't do no murdering, but he was a drug dealer to the stars. He was a well-known coke dealer to the stars. And he was fleeing down that motorway because he had a load of blow in his boot. That's what Sharon Osbourne told my buddy.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Free Consciousness, Vegas, chilling. Mr. Cord, OJ's cooking.
Wow.
Let that man cook. Sway! Tacoma, everyone eventually recombines with the creator. May I take a while for that guy? May take a while for that guy. Didn't he write a book titled If I Did It? I don't know. I saw a video of him saying that it was very important that everybody get the Pfizer thing. And he had this funny little smirk on his face the whole time, and I did wonder how much they paid him.
Wow.
Dewey Evans, Canada. Johnny Cochran going to get him out of Chris Dumidorf, Maryland, OJ, not good. Shaky Pavel, wow. Free Consciousness, we get the real tea on. Correct. Let's do an international high five for the gods, for the ancestors, for OJ, and for Norm MacDonald. 3, 2, 1. Hi. Five, five, five.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
There you go. How'd that feel? Varun Aya says, Akira, what would you tell a young person that wastes a lot of time feeling anxious about the future? Well, you answered the question anyway. Being anxious about the future is a waste of time. I played a song about this earlier. It fits into the same category. It's a song called Don't Worry. You know, worry is praying for what you don't want, is what I always used to say. Then I heard Terrence McKenna say worry is praying to the devil. And that's even more of it. You have no idea. You do not know enough to worry, and you do not know enough to be anxious about the future. What you do know is that we made it this far, all right? We made it this far, all right? Thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we've made it, right? Through all sorts of catastrophes and horrors and plagues and morons and idiots and earthquakes and explosions and lunacy and more morons and more plague and more, and yet here we are. All right. I got another song about that. You might want to listen to it. It's called We're All Gonna Make It. You know what I mean? Every generation fancies that it's going to be the one to face the apocalypse, and they do. You read books and shit, you'll get that. Everyone thinks Jesus is about to come back. Everyone thinks like it's about to go down, and what's the point and all that. Right. Here's the thing. We are the people that made it this far. And I suspect, based upon that evidence, that we make it further. And there is really no reason to be anxious about the future just for that alone. And aside from that, as you said in your question, it's a waste of time. You might as well be imagining a dope future. You know what I mean? I posted a bit of Harrison Bergeron earlier, which is a song about... Sorry, it's not a song. It's a book that Kurt Vonnegut wrote about a future in which everyone is finally equal, you know, and pretty people have to wear bags on their heads and strong people have to carry around like big bags of rocks and stuff of that nature, you know. And people were like, oh my God, it was as they often say, with so much dystopia, it was supposed to be a warning, not an instruction manual. And I'm like, I say this a lot, but it's like we have a responsibility to dream better dreams, because all of our nightmares came true. all of those 80s dystopian novels, books, movies, all those things came true. We live in that world now. So I think we should be writing more optimistic stories. We should be dreaming better dreams instead of worrying and being anxious about like nightmares that might come true, because we'll bring that into being if that's what we're all collectively doing. Whereas I do believe that if we are all collectively imagining a glorious future, that is what we will get. So I think that's it. If you're a young person being anxious about the future, quit that shit. One, it's stupid, it doesn't make any sense, all the evidence points to the contrary. Two, it's actively sabotaging the future. Three, it's stupid, so don't do that. Do the opposite, all right? Imagine a glorious future. Close your eyes. Think of it. Imagine the detail of it. Write it down. Try reverse engineer what kind of things might need to occur to get you to that glorious future. And set your life around that. You know, that's what I would say. And with that being said, thank you for being here. Love to you and your family. Here's a beautiful Meaning Wave song for all of you that says something that's very true. And the title of this song is Music is Everything.
What would be the forms of culture?
Make some noise for yourself.
Would be necessary or most inclined to foster in the individual that's blowing up a plane.
I think the most accessible form for most people is music. And music, to me, is the most representational form of art. Because I think that the world is made out of patterns.
Patterns.
And we perceive some patterns as objects, but fundamentally it's patterns. And what you want is all the patterns of the world to interact harmoniously in something where every element is related intelligibly to every other element. And I think that when your life is in harmony, then you can feel that. When you're dancing to beautiful music, you're acting that out. The music is the music of the spheres, and you're participating in the patterning of your being in accordance with that structure, and that gives you an intimation of transcendence.
Music is everything. Music is everything. Music is everything.
It's not criticizable. That's the thing that's so lovely about it, is even as our society has become more cynical and more self-destructive and more deconstructionist, the power of music has in fact grown. Because it speaks to that eternal harmony. And the reality of that eternal harmony in a way that mere intellect cannot deny. And I mean, I was always amused. I went to this show, The Ramones, a punk band from New York. It was the loudest concert I'd ever heard by a good factor of 10. My ears rang for like 3 days afterwards. And there were all these like nihilistic punk rockers all crammed into this theater. And below me, there was a mosh pit. It was like ants on a frying pan. And they were just smashing into each other and throwing people around above them. It was quite rough. And they were all having this beautifully transcendent musical experience, which belied all of their nihilism. And they absolutely thrived on it. It was like, and even the lyrics were harsh and nihilistic, but it didn't matter, because the music in its rough form was something that united them in the sense of this like pattern beauty and brought them together. And so exposure to music, people die without
music. Yes.
Whoa!
Music is everything. Music is everything. Music is everything. Music is everything.
Oh. Hello. Hang on. Let me put you on speaker. Yeah, what's cracking?
Oh, my God, bro. That lady was freaking amazing, dude.
Yo, I got you on stream, by the way, just so you know, before you tell anyone about what she did at the end.
Streaming well. Oh, my gosh, bro. Like, she was the best ever, man.
Wow.
You go see her for your robot neck.
Wow, yeah, I got that robot neck now, thanks to you. Thanks to you and all that shit you was making me do last night for the Stop Drifting music video, you son of a bitch.
Gotta make the sauce, man.
Yeah, you gotta make the sauce.
Put in the pain to make the sauce.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So how long was you in there with this human?
2 hours, man.
Yo, what are you doing getting a 2 hour massage? I never had a 2 hour massage.
Deep tissue, bro, dude. Like, it's like pressure point, fascia roll with the elbows. I like deep tissue, so you know it gets in there and gets all the stuff broken up. So good, man. My feet like feel like magic because I couldn't even walk. They was hurting so bad, but
wow.
She sauced it down, bro.
Wow. Shit, bro.
Cool.
I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy for you. Where you at?
Thank you, brother. So it's basically over here by 5th. That's why I was calling you guys now to see.
Are you down by the beach?
Dinner. No, well, I don't know if I'm by the beach. I just know that she was like, if you go right here and the next street over, you're on 5th. Because I was asking about cabs and ATM and restaurant and things like that. And she's like, yeah, you just go right here. It's like, right. I was like, oh, I was there last night. So, any which way, that's why I was calling to see if you guys have eaten or if you guys are done for tonight. And because I need to get dinner still. So I didn't know if you guys want to come over here. Or I need to head back that direction, or what's the deal?
Well, I just finished. I was just literally playing the last song on this stream that you were supposed to be a guest on, and then you rang. So I guess you've been a guest on the stream. That's pretty amazing.
Hey, but I'm here till Tuesday, so we'll get me on another stream on another day.
Oh yeah, we extending your stay, aren't we? We're extending.
Yes.
The duration.
Extended the sauce.
Yeah, extended sauce. So they will see your beautiful face, IRL. They was all excited and they was all sad. Varun says, I just realized I'm wearing my Meaning Wave hoodie. What a coincidence. Well, of course you are. Of course you are. Of course you are. That's all I ever wear is Meaning Wave, Meaning Wave, Meaning Wave, Meaning Wave, Meaning Wave.
Oh, we got drip down Meaning Wave videos, huh?
Yo, how many Meaning Wave videos have we? I think we've shot, what did we do? Shot 2 yesterday and 1 today so far.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow.
And came up with new Meaning Wave merch in the process.
Yeah. That's true. Shit, I forgot about it. It's not just merch. It's like a whole new range. It's like a whole new line. It's like a whole new. It's like a whole new company.
I'm like Santa Sauce when I come around, baby.
Yeah.
Dropping off gifts.
Yeah. Ho, 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 motherfucker. Sheila says, will he be on the party stream tomorrow? Yeah, I've got to let you all know what's going on with that because we've got to travel. We should be back. It might be later. The stream tomorrow might be later than usual, but we're working all that out now. We've got to like hire a Jeep and all this type of business. While I've been streaming, Wifey has been working out Jeeps and stuff of that nature.
Anyway. Oh, sauce.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering how it was kind of late. I know we got to get one tomorrow. I was like, dang it. But everybody seems to be up and open around here, turning up.
Yeah, you know they're getting after it. There's
and I'm right by that. I'm right by the place that looks like the mask.
Oh
you
yeah.
Know the, you were talking about the mask.
Yeah.
They have like all these mask stuff outside. It's like really silly.
They love the mask around here. I still haven't worked out why. They do. They got
have
multiple
to get a mask
guys.
Cameo in the video.
Yeah. That was a good movie. I used to really like the comic that was based on. That's a bad comic.
Sauce.
All right. Cool. Well, I'm gonna finish this stream. You got any words for the people?
Love you guys. Y'all see my beautiful face soon. I promise. I had to get my body taken care of so I can shoot tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
it's important.
All good.
It's important. It's muy importante. You gotta look after yourself. Otherwise, you can't be looking after nothing else. You gotta get them. You gotta get. You know. Yeah. You gotta get that full body. All right. So
I'm gonna. Right,
so you've got the hookup. I haven't had a massage in like I don't know years or something. So I should go see her, right?
Oh, yeah, I told her. I said, I'm going to send my friend here. I said, he got the robot neck. He needs to take care of him.
All right, cool.
She's from Venezuela. She's, like, super tall. She looks like Avatar almost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's cool looking. She plays a volleyball player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, man.
She got that stamina for them 2 hour smashes.
Yeah, dude. Like, and strong, freaking good fingers, though, dude. Like, very firm.
5 out of 5.
She was like, it felt like acupuncture, but with her finger. Like, it was like crazy. Like, she was like, dig my finger all the way into your body.
Wow.
But it feels good, man. Released all the pressures.
Yo, good. Well, I'm happy for you, baby. I'm gonna finish up the stream, then I'll run in and see the kids and give you a call and see if we should go get food or whatever, what we're doing.
All right.
And Sway says he wants a Meaning Wave grill. He wants you to design him a Meaning Wave grill.
Hey, let's go. That's easy.
Yeah.
That's lightweight. You want the all gold enamels? What? We got it.
We'll work
diamonds,
it out.
We got it.
I mean, you still never made me. That was when I first met you. One of the first things we was talking about was getting you to make me one, and then we never did. It just never ended up on the list of priorities.
Correct. Hey, you just let me know. Designs are easy. They come every 10 seconds.
Bop. All right, awesome. Baby. I'll hit you in a sec. Congratulations. I'm glad you're alive.
Thank you, man.
Good work.
Yeah, and I found the place. All right.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
God bless. There you go. Captain Jack update. He's in the country. He ain't being kidnapped or nothing. He had the 2 hour massage from a chick from Avatar. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day to be alive. I'll let you all know via the Discord, via the Twitter, via the usual communication channels, what's happening with streams and all that. And I look forward to seeing you again very soon. Stop Drifting hits all streaming platforms at midnight. Meditations Volume 2 will be out in a week. Thank you for being here. Love to you and your family. Good night, and God bless.
Meaning Wave. Have you made your ancestors' sacrifice worthwhile today?
Oh, yeah. Spring. 15% off everything at MeaningWave.com.
MeaningWave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of meaning.
Ow!